In Northwest news from KPLU, as the Seahawks and their fans begin the process of trying to move on after Sunday's heartbreaking Super Bowl loss, the fallout from the controversial call continues. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says a comeback from this will be the challenge of Coach Pete Carroll's career. Art, it was the interception felt around the world.
It seemed like it to me, because when I left the press table, it was the conversation. In the locker room, it was the conversation. I got back to my hotel. The bus driver wanted to know. The clerk wanted to know. The next morning, I flew home from Phoenix, and everybody at the gate was talking about it. Everybody in the plane was talking about it. My cab driver coming back was talking about it. I've never seen anything so consuming in American pop culture as Pete Carroll's misplay.
Well, let's break down what Pete Carroll has said about that play call and what you know about the Patriots expecting it.
Pete will tell you that he's all about process and preparation. And Pete has always had as one of his principles that if you get an opportunity to score late in the game and drain the clock as much as possible, then you take away the chance for a long kickoff return or a Hail Mary play by the opponent. And that's what was at stake here. Pete wanted to score, but he didn't want to leave any clock time. And in my view, that was being greedy. So to review, the Seahawks had a second and goal at the one-yard line, meaning three opportunities to score from the one. Carroll decided that one of the three plays needed to be a pass, and he felt like there were only two things that could happen on a pass in that tight space. He said it was going to be either caught for a touchdown or an incompletion. But over on the other sidelines, he was dealing with a very smart man, Bill Belichick. And in practice Tuesday, I found out after the game that Belichick set up that same Seahawks play for a scout team to run against the number one defense. The Pats knew that formation was going to result in a pass play. And so he actually outsmarted Carroll because he anticipated the play. So that's where the risk came in throwing the ball, because giving it to Marshawn is not likely to result in an interception. It might be a tackle for no gain, because in fact, the statistics show that in the regular season, when Marshawn had the ball on a one-yard carry for a touchdown, he only succeeded once in his five tries. It was not a given. The play itself had higher risk, but it could have been executed with just a little bit of a change in that pass. I think they would have had a touchdown, and everyone would have hailed him as being a bold genius. But now he's got a dunce cap for the rest of his career about this play.
He said, "I hate that we have to live with this." He's admitted to breaking down and weeping in the middle of the night after it happened. Speaking to the fact that he knows he let the fans down, how do the Seahawks and their fans move beyond this, or can they?
Well, that's going to be a very difficult thing. This will be the challenge of Pete Carroll's career, because to fail at that level, at that moment, in that circumstance, is indelible. It's become, you know, a pop culture American phrase for failure. And now he's got to accept responsibility, pull together the team behind a belief again in process and preparation, and rebuild the confidence in him and Wilson, because it has been damaged. But time will heal some of it, and process and preparation, I think Pete will again convey, because he's a master psychologist in terms of finding the right buttons to push to motivate people. The odds are against him being able to do this, but the odds have been against him for a lot of years and a lot of places with his unique style of positivity. It is the challenge of his career.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.